The Ford House is considering zeroing out funds for Ford Forever, the state's land acquisition program for conservation and recreation. The Senate is offering just over $20 million for land conservation projects. This is an amount far below what they should, according to conservationists like Audubon Ford Executive Director Eric Draper.
The big problem is that some legislators just don't believe in land conservation anymore, and they have other priorities. Even though Florida is a growing state and a very wealthy state, legislators have a ideological belief that taxes should be cut and government spending should be cut, and a lot of legislators just don't care about the environment at all.
Land preservation has crucial environmental, economic, and military purposes, North Florida Land Trust President Jim McCarthy says. It safeguards endangered habitats and species, allows rainwater to recharge the state's aquifer, it boosts tourism, provides locals with recreational spots, and helps the armed forces conduct safe exercises away from urban obstacles.
The legislature just has to stop for a minute and think about the impact that they're having on all kinds of things.
Together with its predecessor, Preservation 2000, Ford Forever has contributed to the protection of some 2.5 million acres throughout the state. Since voters passed Amendment 1 in 2014, it's had a dedicated funding source, a portion of a certain real estate tax. But Preston Robertson, vice president of Florida Wildlife Federation, said the amendment did not have the intended results.
But unfortunately, the legislature has not done the will of the people and has failed to fully fund Florida Forever, even though that amendment passed.
Conservationists are suing over what they say is an unconstitutional lack of funding for land buying. But that hasn't reversed the legislature's spending trend over the past 3 years. Republican Representative Ben Alberton heads the House subcommittee in charge of allocating funds to the environment. He says this year's zeroing of funds for Florida Forever is the House's attempt to cut expenses.
We decided to focus on people. We also focused on programs that are really, quite frankly, very necessary.
A Democrat-sponsored amendment that would have channeled a quarter of the money in the Land Acquisition Trust Fund to conservation land purchases died on the Senate floor last week. 3 weeks remain until the May 5th deadline by which the House and the Senate should reconcile their budget proposals. Dima Vitanova, 89.9 WJCT News.